WGN-TV weather producer, the man who knows it all. He's got Doppler. Doppler truly is his middle name. Do you use Doppler? Is that still a thing?
Of course it is, yeah.
Okay, I don't know. It's WGN-TV weather producer Bill Snyder, who comes on now, happily, every Thursday at about this time. You mean no longer taking... Oh, my gosh. How long ago did weather people do this? Like they would cut out a picture of a sun.
Right.
You know, that would look like an arts and crafts thing from kindergarten.
Yeah.
And then paste it on a map. Look, there it is.
Yeah.
No longer.
No. That's, no. You know, John, that's what Tom used to do back in the day when he first started at WGN back in the late 70s. They had what they called a plexiboard where they used to take, you know, little pieces, like you said, of icons and fronts and high pressures and low pressures and so forth and put it on the board there. That's how they used to do that. So kind of glad I wasn't part of that era, as a matter of fact.
Time changed, yeah.
Yeah, it sure has.
So what's in store?
Well, I'll tell you, John, it's amazing. Have you noticed a couple of things today in our weather? Mm. Number one, obviously, if you've been outside, you notice that the winds have been really whipping out there. We've had some wind gusts of 45 to 50 miles per hour, you know, non-thunderstorm variety. But the other noteworthy thing is you may have noticed is the fact that it's gotten considerably drier. We've whisked all that humidity out of the air that we had the earlier part of the week.
Yesterday was very humid, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Today was very pleasant, other than the occasional wind gust.
Right. Yeah. Well, and the fact is, John, you know, we like to, instead of just using the humidity, we like to use the, you know, as far as to measure the moisture outside, we use the dew point. And you've heard that term, you know, used many times. And, you know, the dew point is a measure of atmospheric moisture. It's the temperature at which, you know, air must be cooled in order to reach saturation. So the fact is, when the dew point gets into the 60s, you start to feel a little bit of humidity. When it gets above 70, that's kind of, you know, reminiscent of what you get along the Gulf Coast, Florida, Houston, Texas, New Orleans, so forth. When it gets above 75, that's what's considered oppressive humidity. But we had the last few days, we had dew points that were in the mid 60s in general. In some areas, it did reach close to 70. So that added that extra humid feel to the air. Well, currently, we're sitting at a dew point of 47 right now, which is exceptionally dry air. That's very dry. That's reminiscent of what you'd see in the North Woods. And it's a product of this northwesterly flow that we've got going on right now. The cold front passed through. There's a area of low pressure that's sitting over Manitoba, kind of in a blocking pattern, and you've got an area of high pressure down along the Western Plains and Eastern Rockies. And so what happens, John, is you've got a tight pressure gradient between the low pressure to the north of us and the high pressure to the southwest. So in turn, we kind of sit right in the middle there, and that's why we're getting these strong wind gusts, just because of the variation in the pressure gradient between the two, between the high and the low pressure. So we'll probably have another fairly windy day tomorrow. I don't think the wind speeds will be quite as extreme as today, but you know, we had a high of 78, which, guess what? It equals the normal high for this date. Isn't that something? So we hit the high right where it's supposed to be.
Amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, what else is interesting, John? I was checking and going back to the beginning of this year. So since January 1st up through the present, our average temperature, when you add up all the highs, all the lows, since January 1st, is average temperature is 46.3. That is 6.3 degrees above normal. And since records began in 1871, John, that has only been eclipsed one other time. How about that?
Amazing.
2012 is the only other year that's been warmer than this one up to this point. So I found that fairly fascinating. You know,
and so when you say it's the average temperature, are you talking about every day since January 1?
Yes, that is exactly right. Wow. Yeah, that factors in every high, every low since January 1st up through the present. And when you put it all together, come up with an average temperature of 46.3 degrees, which is, you know, again, nothing, no shrink in violet. It's 6.3 degrees above normal. The normal for that period is about 40. And the only other year was 2012 that was any warmer. So it's been quite a start to the year, even though we're heading into a relatively cooler pattern here for the next several days. And it won't be cold. I mean, this time of the year, you know, when you bring in a northwest flow out of Canada, John, it's certainly not like what we would expect in December or January when you've got snow cover and shorter days up there. So there's nothing to interrupt that cold air from getting in here when you bring those northwest winds down here. But this time of the year, you're dealing with a very pleasant breed of air. You know, maybe a little cool for some people that like their summers on the warm side. But in general, it's very comfortable.
Speaking of Canada, are they experiencing forest fires like they did a year ago and getting into what carries, you know, things across the jet streams? I guess that would be the name. And
yeah, you know, John,
is there a possibility of that again?
There is, but you know, because they were also fairly warm during the winter, and you know what often happens is if you set the precedent for that type of situation during the cold season. If you don't get your moisture in terms of snowfall up there, that tends to keep the drier than normal conditions going. And so yes, there are some fires going on right now up there, but it's to this point, it doesn't appear to be as bad as what we had last year. You know, I think we'll still be dealing with it to some extent. And parts of the upper Midwest have, in fact, dealt with it in the last 2-3 weeks or so, where, you know, if you get the jet stream to bring some of that smoke down, I know parts of Minnesota has dealt with it, even parts of the Dakotas as well. So we've had some hazy days here, but it hasn't been certainly like what we experienced a year ago.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah,
and you know, I would get the news, and they would say something along the lines of, "Chicago is the most polluted, has the most polluted air in the entire world." And
right.
I'm like, "What? I mean,
yeah. I remember that. Really that. Oh, we did on several days where we had that occur. So, thankfully, John, nothing like that so far. You know, but again, we're still early on. We're still a couple of 3 weeks away, 2 to 3 weeks away from the start of astronomical summer.
Right.
And, you know, plenty of warmth to go. So if we start seeing some of that hot weather build in parts of Canada, I fear that that the fires may be soon to follow behind that. So we'll have to be watching that closely. And anytime you bring the steering winds from that direction, that'll certainly carry the smoke down here.
So basically what you're saying for the next few days is pleasant temperature, no particular moisture, but possibly a wind gust or two.
Yeah, so tomorrow we'll have, like, again, you know, instead of wind gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour tomorrow, we'll have wind gusts more in the line of 30 to 35. So it'll still be breezy, but not quite as windy as what we experienced today. And temperatures will be very pleasant. You know, again, Canadian air mass is you know, pleasantly warm by day and comfortable at night. So, you know, you can throw open the windows and not have to worry about needing air conditioning to cool your home. But we would expect the winds to die down tomorrow night as that low pressure system finally skirts off to the east of us. We'll start to get a little bit of a return flow, and there is a slight chance, you know, I don't want to ruin your weekend, John, but there is this slight chance of seeing a pop-up shower or even a thunder shower Saturday afternoon, but this is nothing in line like what we had a week ago, where Saturday was a complete washout. I can assure you of that this will be more localized and probably only covering about 20 to 30% of the area. So, we got to put it in there just because there's a chance it could happen.
Right,
but many of us will not see that. And, of course, there will be many more dry hours than there will be rainy ones, that's for sure. And then drier weather settles in for Sunday. So Sunday looks like a gorgeous day. We'll again experience temperatures in the mid-70s. There's a little bit of a little shot of cool air that comes in behind Sunday on Monday, where we may struggle to hit 70 degrees with an off chance of a spotty shower Monday. But then we start to warm up after that. You know, you've noted some of that heat that's going on out west, John. They had record high today of 113 in Phoenix. Las Vegas hit 111. That's the earliest 111 degree or warmer temperature on record in Las Vegas today. So it's just quite a dome of heat that's going on out in the western U.S. Well, some of that heat is going to start sliding east into the Plain States and even towards the Chicago area as we progress next week. So I think when we start, when you and I talk a week from now, that we'll start talking about potentially our first real shot of hot air for this season. We've yet to record a 90 degree temperature officially at O'Hare. Midway's had one, and O'Hare had an 89 the day that Midway hit 91. So it's, I think that there's a good chance that by late next week and certainly over Father's Day weekend, we could be looking at our first set of 90 degree temperatures.
All right, Bill, thank you so much. We'll talk to you a week from today. That's Bill Snyder.
Look forward to it, John. Take care.